Hi, Marty Lurie here with the manager of the Giants. That's Bruce Bochy. Bruce, we passed the halfway point with Thursday's game against the A's. 81 down, 81 to go. Just a general feeling about the club. You know, this has been quite an interesting first half.
Well, I mean, we're nicked up right now, Marty, but overall, I think it's been a really good first half for us. You know, if you had told me with us missing Pence as long as we've missed him, Duffy's been out, you know, Kane going on a DL, Pagan, and that we'd be in this position, that you would take it. Now, we got to have a lot of baseball left, and so it's going to be up to us to, you know, continue to find ways to get through this until we get our guys back. And I think overall, the first half, if you look at why we had success, our pitching was pretty consistent. Now, early, you know, the back end of the rotation, it had struggles, but bullpen's done a pretty good job. And then you look at the defense, and I know it's been a little shaky, leaky here lately, but really, they've done a good job the first half. So, it's been a good half, I think, overall.
Yeah, I think any time you can see a team that goes, let's say, 32-12, you're not going to play 750 ball the whole season. So as I always say in baseball, there's a correction. In other words, there's ups and downs of a baseball season. Nobody plays 700 ball. And I think that's just part of the game.
It is. In fact, Kipe says it's like the market. You have a correction. So, you know, you have to understand that, you know, it's going to be hard to play at that pace, although you get spoiled. And so then when you lose a couple, you know, there's some people, you know, asking what's going on. And this game is going to at times humble you. It's going to also send you a message that, hey, you're going to have to deal with these tough times, these moments, because that guy on the mound, on the opposing side, he can change momentum. And you run in a well-pitched game, then you're going to have your hands cut out. You're going to have those games like we lost 13-11. You don't like them. You don't like losing leads. But every team goes through it. The key is just don't go through it as much as the other guys.
Yeah, and I always say it's one out of 162, or it's 2 weeks out of 26 weeks. And God, you've been through this for so many years, and as a baseball player, as a baseball manager, as a World Series champion, there's just that up and down of a season, and your job is on to keep everybody on an even keel and let them know that.
Right, and, you know, even yesterday after the game, I mean, that's probably as ugly a game as we played all year as far as errors or even balls that weren't called errors. Yeah, I just said a few words, but, you know, hey, you know, what's important is how we handle this, and we got to clean it up and get our focus back. And it's all about concentrating every pitch, every at bat, every play defensively. And if you do that and do things right, and, you know, if you think you're pretty good, you're going to be fine at the end of the year. Now, and with that said, you want to stay away from losing some of your players. Injuries, and, you know, they always will affect the club, but I'm proud of the fact that these guys haven't let that affect them, really.
Well, pitching and defense, that's always the key for me, and you're on some good teams that had, obviously, the good pitching and defense, not only in San Francisco, but other places. But this starting rotation, you have a couple of blips along the way, and then I always say, hey, the big guy's pitching. You're flipping it over again. That's got to be the key to this whole deal, is getting this rotation to keep doing what they're doing.
It is, and that's going to be the key from this point on, is how our starters go. They really set the tone in the game, and they're the ones that give us a chance to win. And, you know, and I've said this so many times, the more games you stay in, the more games you're probably going to win. And the Braves proved that throughout the 90s, and that's kind of been our deal. And we play a lot of close games, but, you know, that's a credit to our pitching. It's keeping it close and giving us a chance.
Now, I know this is going to air on Saturday, but Madison Bumgarner is hitting no DH, first time since 1976. What went into that decision?
Well, he's a pretty good hitter, and he's dangerous. We're facing a lefty. Keeps him in his normal routine. And I did offer that to him. I said, listen, you don't want to hit, and you just want to pitch and concentrate on that. And he said, no. I think he wants to see if he can help contribute with his offense. I know we're doing it Saturday, but, we scored one run. And if you look at some of Madison's starts, we won the game because of what he did with the bat. So, he gives us another proven, and I'm saying proven, the guy's won, silver bats. And I don't have another guy on the bench that's being talked about participating in the Home Run Derby. He's one they're talking about. So this really is an easy one for me.
Yeah, it's interesting. In my observation, and you always ask me my observation, I'll tell you. When he hits, the pitcher has to deal with him. And they don't just take him as a pitcher and just throw whatever they want to throw up. They got to deal with him, which means the guy ahead of him they have to deal with, and then deal with him carefully. And I think that impacts the lineup.
Well, they do, and we've all seen it. They've thrown 3-1 breaking balls, and he takes them. He's getting walks now, and he's just not a guy that needs a certain pitch that he can hit out. He knows what the pitcher's trying to do, and he'll sit on a breaking ball. He'll take that tough breaking ball sometimes. Now, I'm not putting him in there, and he's not going to win a batting title, trust me, but I'm just saying he's dangerous, and you make a mistake, he's going to help you out.
All right, bullpen-wise, is this a comfortable matchup thing for you, or do you like to give the guy the inning and go that way? Because I watch you a lot.
Yeah, my preference probably is to have a guy do their innings, but when the numbers, if you look at the splits and now they're fairly significant, then I go more matchups is what I've been doing. But, the other day, the second game against Oakland, I didn't so much do that. When Guerin struggled, let Javi, who hadn't given up a hit to right-handers, and I know that was a question, but, he's been around, has experience, and didn't work out. It's like Contos, had trouble with two left-handed hitters, and in the past, he's been pretty good on them. So these cards have backs on them. Yeah, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But getting back to your question, ideally, you like to have that sixth inning guy, seven inning guy, or the eighth inning guy. But I think it's a bullpen that matches up well if we use them right.
Yeah, I always say the save can come any time. And for me, I think the sixth inning is almost as an important inning as any, because if you get out of the sixth, then you can give a clean inning to the guys the rest of the way.
Right, and that's an inning that really is determining a lot of our games. I can think of the last few games we've lost, it's that sixth inning that's kind of bit us a little bit. And that's why you'll see me maybe go matchups in that sixth and try to get out of that. Now, I'll worry about the seventh or eighth when I get to that, because really Strickland, Law, Guerin, they can pitch any of those innings. I'm comfortable. Osich, Lopez. So, they just have to buy into and be comfortable.
Fun being a manager, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I love it. I love it. I got a good group here, and it's always fun when you're winning. But when you're losing, nobody takes it harder than us, or when, moves don't work out. But there's nothing better, Marty. And I'm fortunate, to be with such a good group of guys.
Well, when you're 18 over 500, I think something must be going right. And I think it's great. I love the game. I love the ups and downs of the game, the chess match of the game. And you do it as well as anybody, so it's kind of fun to go through it.
Well, thanks. And sometimes, as I said, they work. And really, when they do, it's the player. And they're the ones that can make you look like you know what you're doing, or look like you don't know what you're doing. And so that's part of it. But the key is where I started, to get us there to where we can make these moves.
All right. Thanks for being on, as always. And I'll talk to you before the All-Star break.
Sounds good, Marty. Always good talking with you. Thanks.
It's baseball at its finest. Bruce Bochy, manager of the Giants. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.